Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, USCCM supporters, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and also on behalf of our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tindall, Sr., we give honor to God who is the head of our lives and who has graciously allowed us to come together one more time. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We honor our Ecumenical Patriarch, His Eminence Bishop Henry A. Tindall, Sr., our Episcopal Board of Bishops, the Sacred College of Bishops, national officials of the USCCM, clergy, laity, and supporters of this ministry. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you on USCCM, Anointed International Radio Worldwide Network, welcoming you as you are tuning in today, whether on your phone, on the USCCM Facebook Live site, or on our USCCM website. Let us to the Lord in prayer, led by Pastor Sherry Atkinson.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for family. Today we're all gathered here in honor of one of our family members. We praise God for Overseer Pastor Henry Tindall Jr. We thank God for all that he has done here on earth. We praise you, Father, that you saw fit to take him home. So we glorify, we magnify your name. We thank you that his work will not go unfinished and undone. We praise you, Father God, for each and everyone that's on this broadcast. Ooh, hallelujah, God. We thank you for our EP and our Mother Bishop. We thank you, Lord God, that we are family. We are united as one. We will continue to be family. We honor you, God, for all that you do in our lives. We bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Our scripture, Pastor Sherry. Amen. I think we might have lost Pastor Sherry, but we will continue on today. Our hearts are heavy as we come together in memory of our beloved UFCCM General Overseer, Pastor Henry A. Tindall, Jr., and we extend our condolences and prayers, especially to our Ecumenical Patriarch, to our Mother Bishop Shirley Tindall and the Tindall family, as well as the UFCCM family worldwide. Although Overseer Tindall left us suddenly and unexpectedly and sleeps now in the arms of our Lord, we do not grieve like those who have no hope, yet we are sad in the flesh today, but we rejoice in the spirit. We want today's broadcast to be a time of remembrance and dedication to the life and the memory of our beloved Overseer Tindall and his faithfulness and dedication to the work of the kingdom in the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries. Overseer Tindall last presented on this broadcast last year, to the day almost, on February 11th, 2023. And Bishop Haywood, our UFCCM Communications Chair and faithful program director for this broadcast, has put together an audio program in remembrance of Overseer Tindall.
Amen. Well, first of all, I want to say good afternoon to some, good morning to others. We are truly honored and privileged and glad of God to be here today on this wonderful UFCCM broadcast. I normally don't get to be active as much as I would like to. I listen, but I'm not always an active participant, and I'm so glad that I'm able to be here. So thank you so much, Teacher Tindall, for the opportunity, for thinking about me to share with the UFCCM. Thank you so much for that opportunity. Protocol has been established, but we do honor God for our leader, Bishop Tindall. Amen. And to everyone in their respected places. Let's get into what we're here today to talk about. Alrighty. The theme that the Lord gave our bishop and our board of bishops this year has been prevailing, what is that, through the power of prayer. And that's been something that we at First Church have been talking about and focusing on since we heard that theme about prevailing through the power of prayer. And as we are preparing to go or preparing in our conference year that's coming up, rather, in June, I began to look at this thing about prevailing through prayer. And our bishop did a teaching a couple of weeks ago about the prevailing through prayer. And the last month or so, I guess, I've been teaching out of the book of Acts of the Apostles. And I started over in chapter 16 of Acts, talking about Brother Paul, Silas. They were over there. And you all know the story. They were locked up in jail. They were beaten. They were locked in jail. And the person who was in charge assigned someone to them, or assigned a jailer to them to keep an eye on them and to keep them safe while they were in jail. And last week, I believe it was, I looked over in the 12th chapter of Acts, a scripture that I preached from several times, and the Lord took me back there. And when the Lord took me back there, I thought about Brother Peter and how when Herod was chasing after Brother Peter, let me know this to be the fifth persecution of Peter, and Herod wanted Peter dead. And if you go to the 12th chapter of the book of Acts, you see here that James was killed. There's Bible scholars on here today. You know the story. And the Bible says here, and again, as I stated before, this is a great example of weak leadership. Herod was a great king, but he was a weak leader. Just because you have a position as the king doesn't mean that you're a good leader. Herod saw that what he did by killing James, he saw that it pleased the Jews. In other words, it pleased the people. So he was swayed by the people to then go after Peter. And in the process of going after Brother Peter, he was able to get Peter and put Peter in jail. And not only did he put Peter in jail, as the scripture tells us, he put Peter under heavy guard. And if you know the story, there were 16 soldiers that were there that were around Brother Peter, or as it says in the King James Version, there were four quaternions of soldiers, or four squads of four soldiers to guard him, or what we would know as being 16 soldiers. Because after Passover, there was going to be a lynching. They were going to kill Peter. Now, in the instance of Paul, which was after the instance of Peter, the revelation that the Lord had given to me over in chapter 16 of Acts, verse 25 through 34, if you look at that scripture closely, you'll see there's so much that we can pull out of verse 25 of Acts chapter 16. And it says here that at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And I preached on that, maybe 2 weeks I preached on that. And the Lord, when he took me over here to Acts chapter 12, I said, what is the correlation here? And so I went over to Acts chapter 12, and when I went to Acts chapter 12, the Bible says, in verse 5 that Peter, see, let me tell you about the Word of God. I have a lot to say all the time. But the Word of God, preachers, people of God, is so powerful. It's not going to contradict itself, number one. But you could read the scriptures backwards, oh God, and it will be backwards compatible. Somebody's going to catch that tomorrow. The scriptures will be backwards compatible, and you can still get a revelation from the Word of God that will be forward for tomorrow. But it says here all the time, and I'm going to read this verse 5, chapter 12, and I'll read it from the King James Version. It says, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. So I said, well, Lord, what is the correlation between these two particular instances? One, we see here where Apostle Paul and Silas were in jail, and as they began to have prayer going forth, the Bible says that when they began to pray and sing at midnight, suddenly there was a great earthquake. The Bible lets us know here that when Peter, because Peter went there and went to sleep, when Peter was in jail, the church prayed. And when the church prayed, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord came. If you go up to verse 6 in chapter 12 of Acts, you'll see that the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains. The keepers of the prison were at the door before him. So Peter was surrounded with angels. This is one thing I want to say. When God has his hands on your life, I don't care what the devil does. I don't care how bound you may be by a situation. If God has his hand on your life, God will send the angel of the Lord to deliver you out of your circumstance. So, preacher, what are you trying to say? We see here where prayer had prevailed. There was something about praying without ceasing. But what about this potency? What is it about this potency? So I did a little research on the word potent. The word potent has a Latin derivative, and the basic knowledge, I'm not going to get too deep in it, but basically when something is potent, it means that it is powerful. Potency simply means the power of something to influence or to make an impression. I'm going somewhere with this here. Now, who is omnipotent? When we talk to God, we refer to him as omniscient. We refer to him as all-powerful. We refer to him as all-knowing. And we refer to he's everywhere. But God is all-powerful. He's omnipotent. So there's that word potent again, even in the name of God. So, preacher, what are you trying to say here? Teacher Tyndall said the scripture at the very beginning, and it said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. When you pray before God, you want to make sure that you just don't get up or get down and say some idle words just to say something or just to say that I've prayed. You want to make sure, as a believer and as a Christian, number one, that you have got the power of the Holy Ghost in operation in your life. Because when you have the power of the Holy Ghost in operation in your life, you then have the power and the authority to communicate with God. And when you communicate with God through the power of the Holy Ghost as a believer, you have the authority and the right to call things that are not as though they already were. Well, Lord, I'm in a situation. I'm bound up in jail. I can't even think straight. What does it teach us in the book of Revelings? Amen. That there are prayers that God has stored up in the heavenlies. So when I'm in a situation, when I'm in the hospital, and I may not can audibly say, Lord, come on, I need you. All I may can do is moan. All I may can do is groan. The Bible lets us know that God understands the moanings and the groanings of his people. One of the things I like about what Paul and Silas did when they were in jail, when they were in a situation that looked impossible for them to escape, because of the power of prayer, they knew they had to reach God. Amen. Not only did they pray, but they coupled a praise, a song, with their prayer. The Bible lets us know that God inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, God lives in the praise of his people. And if you want to move God, amen, ask the Lord, amen, not only to teach you how to pray, but to teach you how to praise and to worship God. Amen. They that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. And let me tell you one thing, my brothers and sisters. When the Holy Ghost is moving in your life, amen, when the Holy Spirit is in full operation and is in full control of your prayer life, when you pray to God, amen, God will move on your behalf, just like God did for Paul and Silas. Amen. You have the authority through the power or through the potency of prayer to call on Jesus, and he will answer prayer. However, though, from the eyes of Peter. Peter was in jail. Peter had 16 guards on him. Peter was in a kind of different situation. Paul and Silas had been beaten down. I'm sure they were weak. They didn't have to have all them guards on them because physically they were weak. Physically, I'm sure they were down because they had just been beaten. But here's Peter. Bible says they had Peter. And Peter, y'all know the story of Peter, was in jail, and Peter was kind of strong. So they had to have 16 of them. to guard Peter. So Peter and himself, like so many of us do, y'all know how Peter was. And I talked about this last week. Peter's like so many of us. Peter messed up. Peter said the wrong thing out of his mouth. Peter was too fast, but Peter had great faith. Peter had a big mouth, but when it came time to put up or shut up, Peter the one that jumped out and walked on the water. When it came time to put up or shut up, hello, somebody, Peter's the one, oh, I don't know the man, but Jesus said, that's all right. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Many of us are like Peter, amen. To the world, we may seem to be lost. We may seem to be hopeless. But when God has his hands on your life, amen. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. God will send somebody who will recognize the call. So here's Peter now in jail, sleep. But the church, you got to thank God for those of people that are around you. That's why it's important to surround yourself with some praying folks, some folks who got power, because not everybody in your life who say they are praying for you got power. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There's some people in your life that you need to get rid of, amen, because when you get in trouble, they don't have the power to pray you out of your situation. The Bible says, though, here, amen, if you read verse 6, Peter was in jail, and Peter went to sleep. Peter forgot about it. Maybe Peter said, well, you know what, I'm here. I done did all this work. I done did all this preaching. I done did this and that. I'm disgusted now. Here goes 16 angels. Amen. But because there were some people that knew and recognized the call on Peter's life, thank you, Lord. Because there were some people that say, you know what, my brother may be down right now, but I'm going to go to God in prayer. You see, sometimes you need somebody to intercede for you. Oh, God, this is a different direction that I wanted to go with. Sometimes you need somebody to intercede for you even when you're at your weakest point. I don't care how powerful you are. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how deep you are. Sometime in life, there are going to come some situations, thank you, Holy Ghost, where it's going to look like everything around you is caving in. Y'all remember what happened a few chapters ago in the book of Acts. Peter and the apostles, they were going around here, and they had a revival. I mean, y'all know Acts 2:30, they repent and be about dying in the name of Jesus. Peter was going around here. And they were having these revival meetings, and the Bible says 3,000 souls got saved. And then Peter and the disciples are going around, and then the persecutions came. Amen. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. That's why it's important to pray for your leaders. Now, I've never seen this in here until the day I'm going in here. Amen. Peter was at a point where he got weak because he went in there and went to sleep in the midst of it all. Sometime in the midst of it, I don't care how much you pray for people, how much you believe God, sometime in your flesh you're going to get weak. But in my weakness, God made me strong. And aren't you so glad that when you got weak, when you wanted to give up, God sent somebody there to pray for you? For the word of God says here, amen, that the church began to pray, and prayer was made for Peter, amen. And strenuously, or prayer was made without ceasing of the church. Listen here in verse 5, unto God for him. Oh, God, hallelujah. The church got together, and the church began to intercede for Peter. Peter was one of the leaders of the church, one of the bishops of the church. They began to get together and intercede. And I want to tell us something here, UFCCM, amen, members of the church, amen, church people, sometimes, y'all, we need to get together and go on a fast or go on a pray, amen, and intercede for our leader, because you never know what your leader is going through. Come on, can I get a witness here? Here's Peter. Amen, the one that Jesus said he would build a church on. Here he is, surrounded in jail. after watching one of the apostles being killed, and they had it set in their mind, Herod did, that he was going to kill Peter after the Passover, as the Bible says here, after Easter, they were going to kill Peter, but because prayer was made, what happened? In verse 7, the Bible says that an angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, hit Peter on the side and said, "Get up quickly." And the Bible said his chains fell off from his hands. Saints of God, when you begin to pray, when you begin to pray powerfully, you'll begin to realize that God is omnipotent. You really will begin to understand that God is everywhere. You don't necessarily have to be in the same room as your pastor or as your leader. Amen. Like these people, they weren't in jail with Peter. Amen. But they had heard that Peter was in trouble, so they began to pray. When you begin to pray powerfully, God will send an angel, amen, to where an angel needs to go. And when God sends an angel through the Holy Spirit will do the work. Somebody ought to raise your hand and tell the Lord thank you. Amen. And the Bible says the angel said, "Get up, put on your sandals." Amen. And when the Bible says he went out, and the angel took Peter, went out. He was, next thing he knew, he was on the other side of the city. And the Bible says here, this is what I like in verse 11, that when Peter came to himself, when Peter had come to himself, he said, "I can't believe it. This is no dream. The master sent his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the Jews." Come on here, let me tell you, thank you. When God delivers you, God is going to bring you out in front of your enemies. And when the power of prayer is in operation in your life, amen, when you are experiencing the potency of prayer, not only will God shock you, but he'll shock the person who brought it up. Peter was shocked. He knew of the delivering power of God. But this, oh God, here, oh God, was an example of God removing him completely out of the situation all the way to another side of the city. Someone tell the Lord, thank you. Out of what it was that the enemy meant for his demise. What the devil meant for bad, God turned it around and used it for good. I want to encourage somebody today, just because you're going through something right now that you may not see the end of, ask the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, Jude 22 or 23 says that we got to pray earnestly in the Holy Ghost. If you don't know how to pray, you ask the Holy Ghost to teach you how to pray. And I'm not talking about necessarily getting up in front of the church, crying on in a bunch of tongues. No, go home in your secret closet. Hello, somebody. And get down on your knees and ask the Lord to tell you what to say. The Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. And when the Holy Spirit shows up, there's always going to be results that are going to be unstoppable. As a result, Peter, unstoppable, unshakable, unmovable, because of the power or the potency of prayer. God is still in the delivering business. God is still in the healing business. And God is still in the business of making a way out of no way. This is a clear example about God making a way out of no way. God will turn your darkness into day. He will remove you out of a hopeless situation. Not only was Peter bound with chains, but the Bible says he was bound double with chains. He was bound twice with chains. And not only was he bound twice with chains, but Peter had soldiers on the right. He had soldiers on the left. He looked out in front of him, and he saw destruction. He looked behind him. I'm sure he probably saw soldiers. He probably thought about those other 12 or 13 soldiers that had surrounded him. He probably looked behind him or to the side and thought about those chains that were in the wall. I'm sure he probably thought about Jesus, whose right hand was stretched wide and was nailed to the cross. He looked to his left hand and thought about Jesus, whose left hand was stretched out on the cross. And I'm sure Brother Peter said, "Lord, have mercy. There is no way for me to escape from me. But thanks be to God for the power of the Holy Ghost that will raise you up out of your situation, just like the Holy Ghost raised up Jesus off of that cross. The Holy Ghost has the power to raise you up out of your situation. The Holy Ghost will raise you up. The Holy Ghost will raise you up out of that financial dilemma, whatever it is that you need from God. He'll be right there." And Bishop Haywood, if you don't turn on that music, I'm going to preach here in a minute. Amen. Hallelujah.
Beloved Overseer Tyndall, who was also my pastor for many years, was an anointed, powerful preacher. And this is how he preached when he would get up every Sunday, preaching the Word of God under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I want to let you know this message in its entirety is archived. And I encourage you from time to time to go back and listen, because when we hear this message from Overseer Tyndall, it charges us and gives us a surge of power and understanding of the potency of prayer. He was a great pastor, teacher, a man of wisdom, a renowned organist, a lyricist, a composer of gospel music. He was an awesome young man of God, and we are blessed for having had the privilege and the opportunity to know him. Our EP and Mother Bishop and family, we received overwhelming messages and condolences during this time of bereavement, and understand that there are so many who would like to honor Overseer Tyndall, and so today is so that due to the sheer volume of responses for those who wish to express, give expressions, we're opening up the lines now for those who may want to sing a song, to give a scripture, to give a word of encouragement, to share an expression, to share a memory, however you're led. We've allocated extra time for this broadcast today because we know that there's so many who would like to have an opportunity. So we ask you right now, as we normally do, to use your phone. If you're on Facebook or if you're on the website, you need to use your phone. The call-in number is 347-850-1405. And if you press 1, Bishop Haywood will open up the lines and bring you right in. Bless you, Bishop Haywood.
Blessings to you. I see the hands going up, and I'm going to reserve, what I'll say, you know, for much later on to give everyone an opportunity, but as Teacher Tindall has just mentioned, and the that particular message, you know, was somewhat edited for this program, and you will be able to receive the whole message. We'll put it back up, if you'd like it, on the memorial page on the UFCCM website. But as I see the hands start going up, there's quite a lot of you on here. Some press one, and as Teacher Tindall just said, if you want to sing a song or give a scripture or just, you know, reflect, you know, on your love for the family and Overseer Tindall, please feel free, you know, to do that as well. Caller, you are area code 410 and 938. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Minister C. White.
Good afternoon, Minister White.
Good afternoon. I just want to say this. I'll never forget walking into First Church. I was broken. When I say I was broken, I wanted to go back to my old ways. I was plotting to get some people back. This man of God spoke to my spirit. He didn't speak into my spirit. He spoke what thus said the Lord, told him to say to me. And I will never, ever forget these words. Bear with me, y'all. He said, in the midst of your brokenness, God going to restore your joy. Praise God. And that right second, not an hour later, God was restoring me in his presence. And when I say I asked God to give a pastor that would love me for me and see me for me, that's what he did. If I was out of order, he didn't discipline me in front of everybody. He might didn't say nothing right then and there. He will wait, and he'll pull me up. That was love.
Mm-hmm.
He pushed me, Teacher Tindall, and he still is pushing me now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he pushed the last thing he said, that it was time for a couple of us to be ordained.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him, and he looked at me. He know when I looked at him, like I'm struggling. And he said, it's your time.
Mm. Mm.
I just want to say that if you never got to experience this man, you're missing something.
Mm.
Some people call him the living, walking Bible. And I'm going to miss Hello Sunshine.
Yeah.
Because my pastor loved unconditionally.
Yeah.
He gave you that agape love that God bestowed upon us. He loved you beyond measures. And he will push you and help stir up the gifts inside of you. Yes, he will be missed on this side of heaven. But now that I know that he's sitting with the king, I'm not going to mourn him no more, but I'm going to celebrate his life. Because the word of God said that weeping may endure for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. It comes in the morning. We all miss him daily because it was unexpected. But our God, our Yahweh, knows what's best. And I just want to say that I love him. I love you, EP, Mother Bishop Shirley Tindall, for sharing your son with us. When he went to you, to y'all about some of us, y'all came in agreement. And I just want to say I love y'all. I love you, First Church, and I love you, UFCCM. But remember, we want to celebrate his life.
Yes.
Because his work is not in vain.
Mm.
Hallelujah. We may and we must stay in unity, on one accord, united with each other in our godly love. And we must finish the work that our pastor left for us in division. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, Minister White. Thank you so much.
Bishop Stubbs, go right ahead.
Blessings, everyone, this morning. It's so good to hear all of your voices. I just wanted to come on this morning and just encourage our EP as well as Mother Bishop by giving you our thoughts and prayers here from the great state of Louisiana. We love you and just want you to know, amen, that we are in prayer, amen, for you, amen, that God will give you strength and will give you the power that you need in order to make it through these times. The other song that a few months ago I had the blessed privilege of going back to Mississippi. I used to sing in a quartet group, and one of our musicians passed on, and they asked me to come back home and sing at his homegoing service. And there's a little song, don't have a whole lot of structure, that I just want to share with you all on today, Mother Bishop and Presiding Bishop Tyndall. And it goes like this here. When the world is cold and your friends are few, there is someone to care for you. He will come down from the sky, wipe tears from your eyes. You are his child, and he cares for you. Someone to care, Lord, someone to share all of your troubles like no other will do. He will come down from the sky. He'll wipe tears from your eyes. You are his child, and he cares for you. God bless you. I love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Stubbs. Beautiful.
Blessings to you, Teacher Tyndall. The lines, I mean, it goes on and goes on for a lot of scrolling there. No other hands up. And I'm going to just say, you know, there's a lot of you out there. And if you have any encouraging words one just came up just now, go ahead and press one. I think, and if you've already spoken or had a word, please press one again on your phone. That way I won't get confused, you know, and call you on again. So if you've already been on, just press one on your phone again. If you haven't, press one now. Deacon Zindler, go right ahead.
Hi, Rana. Protocol has been established. I want to give glory and honor to God, who is the head of my life. After the conference last year, I stayed an extra day and went to hear Overseer Tyndall preach. I'm so grateful for that. And my testimony is not what he said to me, but what he said to another couple from our church who went forward. And the thing about the word that he gave them is that it just sent a tingle through my spirit as he spoke words into their life, what he saw the Holy Spirit doing in their life. And the thing about Overseer Tyndall is there was nothing fake about him. There was nothing that he did to put on a show. He was real, and he was who he was Therefore, when a word came through him, it was real, and it was just, he was just a conduit for the Spirit of the Lord. And as we heard the preaching that was played today, that came through again. He is just a conduit. It makes me want to run to my prayer closet, fall on my knees, and go before the Lord and get what Overseer Tyndall was preaching about.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be greatly missed. My condolences to the family. And I'm just, I feel privileged to have gotten to know him a little bit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Monica. You know, I felt the same way that you just said after listening to him, just going down in prayer, because he made a powerful statement and teaching on the power of prayer that we will never forget.
Amen.
Pastor Sherry, go right ahead.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I thank God for all that he's done. I thank God, well, first of all, I'm honoring the Lord. I thank God the protocol has already been established. I just want to say Pastor Tyndall was an authentic warrior for the Lord, one who stood and boldly preached unapologetically the word of the Lord to the world. He emptied himself so that we would actually experience Jesus in this lifetime. His last few messages and teachings that I listened to were so encouraging. And I'm just overwhelmed. Such a beautiful, beautiful young man. I know I'm older than him. But I thank God because he treated me just like a member of his church, because I love First Church. I love the people. I love UFCCM. It was just a privilege to have met and known him. And I was looking forward to the conference, to seeing him again. But one day we all will see him again when we join him with our Heavenly Father. So I just thank God. And while I'm on the line, I don't know if all of you know, I'm coming to you with COVID right now and the flu. So please keep me in your prayers. It's been overwhelming. I don't know if my spiritual father is on the line, Bishop Ronald Hobson, but I thank God for yesterday that he was available for me because it was rough.
I got
to the point where I'm just going to share this with y'all, that the enemy told me to get into my car, go to the highway, and drive into the traffic and just end it all. And I began crying and crying. My granddaughter, Liberty, has been sick with me for the past 10 days as well. It was just so overwhelming, but I called my spiritual father, and I thank God he answered the phone. I just want to tell him that I love him. I appreciate him. And I appreciate all of you. God bless you, EP and Mother Bishop. I will continue to keep you in prayer because losing a son, I can't even imagine. It kind of reminded me of when my mother lost two sons. So I'm overwhelmed right now with grief, but I thank God for the opportunity. I thank you, Teacher Tyndall, Bishop Haywood, for allowing me to share this morning. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Sherry. We will keep you in prayer. We have been continuing to lift you up.
Caller, you are 410-302. 410-302. Go right ahead.
Grace and peace to you all. This is Elder Dillard. Protocol already been established, and I just want to give honor to EP and Mother Bishop. and to my spiritual father, Bishop Hobson. I just wanted to just say there's so much to say, but as I say this, me and my wife and family, we've been at First Church since September, and Bishop let us sit under overseer, and overseer has taught us a lot. For me, and I say this, this is the closest I've ever been to somebody and have passed away in death. So it's hard to even process this even now. But I just want to thank God for overseer, because not only has a general went home, but a gentle giant went home. He showed love and compassion no matter what. Even as me and my wife are in ministry together, but he looked at us as an individual. And he looked as individual and as a team. And one thing he always used to tell us, that he loved us being married and how we looked out for each other. And I also thank Overseer just for his teachings. I think Overseer, because he was a preacher's preacher and a teacher's teacher, he broke the word down so even to its simplistic form that even anybody could grasp it and understand the word of God. And lastly, I love Overseer for this, because he had a meeting with me and my wife, and he didn't see no competition in the young preacher. And he allowed me, and he told me these words: "You're free to do what you want at First Church under the Holy Ghost." And I felt good, because most times if a young preacher or another person come in, there's sometimes blockage where you can't be used how God wants you to be used. But Overseer opened up his church to me, and I will forever be grateful for that. And I just want to encourage you, and like Overseer used to always say, and I'm kind of upset because I never asked him where he got the words "Hello Sunshine" from. And because of that, I just want to know "Hello Sunshine," what it means. But we have to understand that we have to live with Overseer in our hearts, live with Overseer in our spirits, just having a sunshine in us. And that's all I wanted to say.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Pastor Dillard. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. I'm going to ask, please, if everyone that have already spoke, if you could press 1 on your phone again. That way it'll release your hand from the phone. So as I scroll down, I don't get thank you so much. You're starting to do that now. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Elder Arletta Allen, go right ahead. Elder Allen, go right ahead.
Blessings to everyone that is listening on today. First, giving honor to our EP and Mother Bishop and all of the leaders in their respective places on today, honoring my Bishop, Bishop H.G. Haywood as well, and the Lady Bishop. Today I'm heavy, and I was sitting here listening to that preached word that Overseer Tendo brought forth, and the only thing that keeps ringing in my spirit is that it is finished. I found that on this journey that a lot of times when matters like this occur that we don't understand and we can't place, can't seem to fathom or make sense of them in our heads or in our hearts, that we ought to be reminded that God does not call us home a second sooner than we ought to be, and that he is the author and the finisher of our fate. And as our beloved Overseer Tendo would always say, Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. The fine detail that we oftentimes forget is that we don't know when that great day will be. And so I'm left with a message for all of us on today. Keep showing up. Keep preparing. Be present. Continue to get ready. Be mindful of your personal walk. Be mindful of that great day that's soon to be approaching, that you're ready when he calls you home. I love you all, send my condolences and my prayers. Overseer Tyndall was very special to me. He never hesitated to reach out and let me know. He always called me pretty girl. He never hesitated to let me know that the work that I'm doing, both national and international, is recognized and seen. He oftentimes hired me for back-end things to create graphics and things for his different works that he had going on there in Maryland. And he was just a kind soul, so loving, so sweet. And I'm going to miss his conversations, and I'm going to miss him checking in on me from time to time to make sure that I was keeping it together, keeping it straight, because he, one thing he knew about me is that I would venture off every now and again, and he would be there to rope me back right back in. But I loved his spirit, and everything that I did, he supported fully, down to my book writing, down to my travels, everything. And I loved him dearly, and I extend my condolences to his family, to his children, to our EP and our Mother Bishop and the entire family. My heart goes out to you, and I will continue to lift you all in prayer as you continue to navigate what this storm may be. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, Elder Allen.
God bless you.
Lady Bishop, go right ahead.
Well, greetings to all, and with protocol already said, I do first want to give honor to God and to his precious son, Jesus, to our EP, Mother Bishop, and to all of USCCM, all those listening. Julia, you know, I don't know if you can say it this way, a sad time, but then joyous to know time that one who served and worked as Overseer Tyndall did to be in the arms of the Lord. But yet it's a hurting feeling, and you can't make yourself stop thinking on those that you love and those that you won't see again, not in this earthly life, and all that you'll miss, you know. And I'm just hearing his voice. Elder Arletta was saying, Elder Allen, that you know, just those times of phone calls and just talking, chatting with him, getting together when the conference time came and we were able to physically be with each other and spending time with Overseer Tyndall and the laughs and, you know, just having a good time. And knowing him as a person that was always the same. And I'm going to miss that. And anybody that worked in music with him, you know, it was just about a look. He didn't have to say anything. If you were doing any music and singing, it was a look when it was time to do something else or do a shift, and you knew what that meant. Okay, you got to go this direction now. So it was like without words, but his eyes spoke. And the anointing that he brought with everything that he did. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to truly be missed. You know, it's a hurting thing. And my prayers going out to our EP and Mother Bishop. It's hard when you lose your children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a feeling that does not compare with the loss of others. There's something that's different about it. And we lost our son, and it was just something about it. You know, the enemy tried to play in my mind to remind me, so-called remind me, that, you know, why would you pray? He said, why would you pray? God didn't answer you with your son. I mean, you know what? The devil is so crazy.
Yeah.
And such a liar, and we just have to call him what he is, a trickster, manipulator, and will take advantage of a situation if he thinks he can. But God is all-powerful and all-knowing, and I know that he has us all during this time, and certainly our EP and Mother Bishop. God never fails. He never fails. Heaven and earth, they'll pass away, but he never fails. God is going to be God no matter what. And we just look to him for our strength and even what he will do in the midst of all of this. Certainly things will be different, but we know God yet remains, and he's faithful to us. So I just thank God just in knowing Overseer Tyndall and his being the reason our coming into UFCCM, just, you know, through meeting him and he and Bishop conversating, I guess with friends on Facebook kind of thing. But you know how it is with people you meet for the first time and you just feel like you've just known them always.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of that, and certainly through UFCCM, it's like there's no strangers, and I love that. It's just a beautiful feeling, more like a reunion and coming together when we come together, and I thank God for that. I'm going to miss my brother. I truly am. And I just love that man of God. But I know that God is going to keep us and help us through this time. And thank you for this time.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop Bev. And we are family, and we thank God for that. Thank God.
I'm going to just say once, you know, it seems that everyone, I guess, is just taking it all in silence. You know, looks like we have a few more hands that just went up. I'm assuming if you did not press one and you've already spoken, let me know when I bring you back in, because I see these hands. Oh, I believe 410302, you spoke already. Is that correct? 410302.
Yes.
Okay. And two five four two eight nine. Go right ahead.
To God be the glory for all the things that he has done. This is Bishop Davis. You know, there are so many things that we all can say about Overseer Tyndall that were just great. I just got this one short story. Greetings to our EP and our mother bishop and to the host of bishops, elders, overseers. We bring you greetings. But this one story that I had that was reminds me of some of the things that make Overseer would do to make you laugh. I called Overseer, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years ago, and we talked several times, but this one particular time, I think he had overexerted himself. He had worked all night, and then I called him, and he was steady trying to hold a conversation with me. And all of a sudden, I heard Overseer snoring. So I said to myself, I said, "Overseer Tyndall, did you fall asleep on me?" And all of a sudden, he woke up. He said, "Yeah, Bishop, I fell asleep on you. I'm just tired. I overworked myself." But, you know, he gave that type of work to the ministry as well, where he just overworked himself.
Yes.
And Overseer didn't pass away. He didn't die. He transitioned. And one of the things I like about transition is it was really a commencement. It was the begin. It was the end of one life, but the beginning of another life. And so I just want to leave that. And you know, the scriptures tells us there's a time for everything. And so I want to honor the family today. I just want to bless them and say, hey, hang in there, hold on. God is your strength. And with that said, I'm done.
Amen. Bless you, Bishop Davis. Thank you.
Yes. Elder Presentine, go right ahead. Elder Presentine, go right ahead.
Greetings. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I bring you greetings from Shreveport. To our EP, to Mother Bishop, to the UFCCM family. And I know that so much has already been said, and as I listened and as I said and reflected, that there are some ties that will never be broken. There are some bonds that have been established here on this side of earth that we'll carry with us forever. And that's what our that's what this UFCCM family is to myself as well as my family. And so likewise, we know that we all have a time and a place and a destiny. And when that call comes, we all have to answer. And I just thank God for the time that we have, not a long time, but it doesn't take a long time to do many things in Christ. There's a love that covers time barriers. And so when it's a genuine love, whether it's a year or it's 10 years or 50 years, that love is solid. And that's what I feel when I think of UFCCM. That's what I feel when I think of Overseer, the love and how he embraced us. And as I think Bishop Bev said, that there's no strangers. The love that covers us is amazing. And so I thank God that with the confidence in knowing who Overseer, how he lived his life, I have no doubt in my mind that he's rejoicing with our Lord and Savior. I have no doubt in my mind because there's a confidence about the way he ministered, the way he spoke, the way he loved, the way he carried himself. And so I just say to the family, be encouraged. I've never walked in these shoes. But I'm confident enough in Jesus, in Christ, in our Lord, that I know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so I just bring comfort from the words of God, and I say to you all that our heartfelt prayers are with you all. We love you all with an unconditional love. And I just love you all, and I thank God for the time that we shared. I think it's so amazing, as I said, that the boundaries that love can take you. And so I'm just thankful, again, to just be a part and to be here. And, again, I just lift you all in prayer. And I know that our Father who art in heaven makes no mistakes. And we, too, have to cross this path at some day in time. We don't know when and we don't know where. We don't know how. But we know that transition has to take place for us to get with our Father. So we love you all. And God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Ashley, those beautiful words. I love what you said about a love that covers time barriers, and that is so true. We love you. We thank you so much for those words of comfort.
Teacher Tindall, you know, if you could see the switchboard right now, it is literally... You know, it is so full, you know, and I'm going to ask, you know, as I scroll down, you know, and we don't want to push people, you know, oftentimes and many times, you know, folks, they just want to be here in the moment, you know, and so I'll say one more time, if you'd like to have a word, please press one. And while you're doing that, Teacher Tindall, I'm going to say something, you know, if you don't mind, real quick. I, you know, there's a quote, you know, from, and it's an old quote, you know, and it says something, it says, you don't get over it, you get through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't get over it, we get through this. And
right.
It doesn't get better, it just gets different.
Mm.
And every day, grief just puts on a different face. And so with that being said, you know, we understand and we know we're all believers and we know, you know, where we reside. You know, we know that we reside, you know, in this physical realm. But we also know that in the spirit that we also reside with God. And although we don't see our loved ones present right now, we will see them. Adage is that God does all things well, even when we don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I see a few other hands going up, but I want to share this real quick. You know, I see you out there, Pastor Rhodes. I see you out there. Looks like Deacon Hal. And I see another area code. I don't know who you are. 318-588. I see your hand just went up as well. But we'll bring you in just a second. Who is that?
That's Louisiana.
Okay, so someone in Louisiana. Okay. I remember, as my wife said a moment ago, Lady Bishop, she said, you know, Bishop Overseer Tyndale, and in my mind, in my heart, in my spirit, he is Bishop Henry Tyndale Jr., you know. You know, he is of the episcopacy, you know.
Yes.
And so what I will say is, in the beginning, when we first came into the UFCCM, when we initially had our conversation over the phone from that website that Teacher Tyndale put together, and I called and spoke with him, and we talked about so many things, you know. And at the time, I didn't know he was a musician. He didn't know I was a musician. And, you know, at some point we began to talk about it, and then, you know, oh, wait a minute, you're an organist, you know. And in my mind, I'm, yeah, so am I. And I'm a great organist until I finally met him and heard him play. At that point, I did not want to admit that I play anything at all. And that was many times during the conferences. Every year when he get that thing going, that organ and that keyboard going over there, I feel that draw. I want to walk over there. I said, let me get some of this too. And then common sense comes back to me and say, you don't want none of that. And the music that you heard and that you'll hear during the end of, you know, this broadcast is Overseer Tyndale playing. You know, so this is him actually playing the music that we are listening to. I was looking forward, you know, to seeing him at the conference, but I know we're going to see him in glory.
Amen.
And so, and that's going to be forever. That will be forever. Pastor Rose, go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. Greetings to Mother Bishop IEP, amen, and to everyone on the protocol that's been established, amen. I just want to say that I thank God, amen, for this time, and amen, the time that we can get together and celebrate and lift up and be honest about a man's life that lives before the Lord, amen, and love God and love God's people, amen. And amen, I just remember him as coming from Baltimore, amen, to visit his brother, amen, that kept talking about the ministry and this woman pastor that he was under, glory to God, and how, you know, he came just to see, amen. And when he came, he didn't come, amen, talking or putting me down or anything, but he came embracing the ministry and what God was doing in the ministry. And I thank God for that, amen, and the love that he showed, amen, when he came, amen, even before he came, and just speaking to him and the love and the joy and just talking about the goodness of the Lord and the passion that he had for God and for God's people, amen. He showed that, amen, even in his presence, how he would come in and just play and sing for the glory of God, amen, and sing from his heart, amen, play from his heart. And he meant this thing. He meant this walk, and the walk that he walked, amen, was a great example, amen, for all of us. And we can declare, amen, that he loved the Lord. He loved what he did for the Lord. And he wasn't ashamed of what he did for the Lord. He did it in his walk. He did it in his talk. He did it in when he spoke, amen, when he played, when he ministered, amen. It was the love. There was no greater love, amen, than showing that he enjoyed what he did. He enjoyed being the man of God that he was, amen. And he enjoyed the ministry. I remember going to conferences, amen, and how he just was poured into, amen, the rehearsal. And when it got time for him to play, and how he played and how he ministered and how he just talked to people with love, amen, and compassion. Amen. It wasn't a put on. It wasn't an act. Amen. This thing was real, and it meant something to him. Amen. And I praise God for E.T. and our Mother Bishop, what you instilled on the inside of this young man, and the aunts, the people that lived a life around him,
It wasn't something when you live like this, it's something you don't just put on, you know. This thing, this is your lifestyle. And he did that. Even for us coming meeting us, he treated us with so much love. It wasn't like he was meeting a stranger. Amen. And I thank God for that. And I thank God that he, when he came to see about his brother, amen, he was well pleased and he was okay with where he was, and he knew that he was all right. And I thank God for that. Bishop Hobson used to talk about him all the time, but when I met him, it was the same man that he talked about, amen. And also with MP and Mother Bishop, amen, he talked about them, but I was like, there couldn't be nobody else like this, you know? No, it couldn't be. But when I met him, I felt the love of God. I felt the presence of God, and it made me fall in love with them even the more. And with UFCCM, just the people that I met, amen. Bishop Hayward, just the love, amen, the connection, amen. I just thank God for this moment and everyone being able to come together and speak of a man.
Yes.
A great man of God. And like I said, we don't have to put on airs. Well, we don't have to put on airs about this thing because this is the life that he lived. So we thank God for it. Amen. Thank God, EP, and thank God, Mother Bishop, you did a wonderful job. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Rose.
Sister, Minister Jasha Presentine, go right ahead.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I'm bringing greetings from the One Way to Heaven Ministries. This is Jasha Presentine, and I just really wanted to just to get on here and say a few things. I heard my mom talking, and she was telling me about it, so I couldn't just let this day go on and not say anything. But from the first time I met Overseer Kendall, I came down for the conference. That was not last year, the year before. And he wanted me to sing in the choir with them, and he was just so open and welcoming, and I was nervous, and he just welcomed me right in, and we locked in, he locked in, and it was just wonderful. And the last year I came was also just wonderful. And I ended up getting sick, and there was not maybe 2 weeks go by that he wasn't calling or texting or just checking in to make sure I was okay or asking if I was still coming to the conference. He checked on me continuously. And for that, I really, really appreciate him. And he definitely, truly will be missed. I just wanted to get on here and say that and share a few words. But thank you.
Amen. Thank you for those words that you shared.
Well,
and we remember so well in the conference, your beautiful voice. It was just so beautiful. And I know that Overseer Tyndall felt a sense of pride in just hearing you sing. And we thank God for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Teacher Tyndall, we don't have any hands up anymore up. And although, you know, there are no more hands. Well, another one just came up. And then, you know, I think another one just came up. So, we're going to get, you know, we did add extra time, you know, for this, you know, because this, you know, it helps people, you know, and we know it helps all of us. And then even just listening helps some. Caller, you're 774-361. Go right ahead. 774-361. You may be muted on your phone, but call your 774-361. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Bishop Hayward. This is our Bishop Hobson. To our
Bishop
EC, to Mother. Yes, to all of the saints. As I was sitting back, I was one of the ones that was just sitting back listening because Overseer Tyndall wasn't just a co-laborer, but he was a friend and a brother. And I'm not going to say that I'm not processing. I'm still processing because of the connection that we had was really a bond that not too many people have with friends or brothers for that nature, but he was a confidant, a true brother, that a day or a week didn't go by that he didn't try to make contact in some form or fashion, and he would call me Hobby. He said, Hobby, why do I have to take so long to get to hear your voice? He said, I'm going to have my secretary call your secretary. I said, I've only got one problem. I don't have no secretary. But we had such a bond that my heart goes out to our EP and to Mother Bishop and to the family at large and to the UFCCM, because he made such an impression on all of our hearts. Just having conversation with him the night before, and the dreams and the ambition and the goals that he had in mind, and what he wanted to do to enhance the vision for his parents and the ministry. And I sit here every night and I think about it. I remember even when Overseer Brooks had transitioned and we were on the phone talking, I said, well, I said, Tyndall, it looks like we're going to have to, you know, take this and pick up Brooks' pieces and carry on. And I would have never thought that on this wise that we're here. So I'm still shaking. I'm not going to say that I'm not. But I do have this confidence in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, that our brother, our friend, is resting with the Lord, because I can say he preached what he lived and he lived what he preached.
Yes.
And he was such a tremendous asset to the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he never made you feel like you was a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
He always made you feel like you was somebody.
Yes.
And I look forward to hearing when he was speaking, when he always say, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want to encourage our EP and Mother Bishop and the Tyndall family to be encouraged to fight, continue to fight the good fight of faith. Our overseer is resting in the arms of the man that he preached about and that he lived for. And to his sons, he loved his sons. Every chance he got, he made sure that his sons were in a part of his life. And I'm so grateful to have had him as a friend all the way from 2016, I just thank God for him. And I love you all. We're going to get through this together. But like you said, we know one day that we will meet him in that great getting up morning. The Lord bless and keep you. We love you, each of you. And EP and Mother Bishop, we definitely have you in our prayers.
Yes, amen. Amen. And we love you too, Bishop Hobson. And we shall get through this. Day by day, we thank God for you and the love that Overseer Tyndall had for you. He spoke with you so often. We love you, too. God bless you.
Bless you. Caller, you are 443-894. Go right ahead. 443-894.
Hey, everybody. How
Maybe
you doing?
God bless you.
Alex.
Oh, God bless you, brother.
Hey, this is Alex. I wasn't going to say anything at first. I've been just listening, really. I'm at work, but I just wanted to call in. That it feels good to hear, you know, all of these people from all over the place talking about my pastor and how good he is and how much he's touched their lives and everything. You know, because it just shows you that one person can change and can touch a lot of people's lives in many different ways. You know, we're all still trying to process everything, and, you know, it's going to be hard for a little while, but, you know, he was more than just a pastor to me, really. You know, he was like my dad. You know, he was like my best friend. You know, I've been his armor bearer since I was 19. You know, and I'm thankful for the Tyndall family, you know, taking me underneath their wing and treating me as if I was, you know, part of their family, you know. And it just shows you that, you know, him and the family is, you know, loving people, and they cared about everybody and souls. And, you know, he always pushed you to get to where you needed to be. And, you know, I'm thankful that I was there to be with him all the way to the end. You know, certain things we don't understand, but, you know, it's just to make us stronger. You know, and I know he's taught me a lot of lessons, and we've talked about a lot of things, personal and, you know, related to church and everything. And, you know, whatever it is that he was getting me ready for, you know, I wish he was here to see me go to wherever God has me to go. But, you know, I know he's right here with me. And I know that I'll be prepared and, you know, ready to take the torch and keep on running, you know, and taking his vision and, you know, taking it to where he wanted us to take it to as a church. You know, we just got to keep each other prayed up and, you know, we all will get through this together.
Amen.
And that's all.
Bless you, Brother Alex. Such beautiful words, young man. And we just thank God for you. We love you dearly, and I know Pastor did, but thank God for you, and you continue to be encouraged.
You know, Teacher Tyndall, you know, something that he said, you know, that it seems also it helps him to hear all of the things that the people are saying, you know, from everywhere. You know, and it does. Overseer Allman, go right ahead. Overseer Allman, go right ahead.
One, giving honor to our EP, Bishop Tyndall, and Mother Bishop Tyndall, and the rest of the protocols are all said. I became a part of this organization way back in 2008, and from the very first day I met him, the church at Sandy Cove when he was starting to unload the stuff for the conference. Threw myself in there and started helping him. Started off right from the bat. We became very good friends. Heard all of this had happened. Very good friend and comrade in the ministry. We had ideas of what we wanted to do together. When we get to meet again, I still remember the time that Dean, when I was in Baltimore and wife and I wanted to spend some time and game and everything, and we went to First Church, and I preached today. I have a sermon, but office so I could sit and pray from the Lord, and it became a powerful word on Sunday. Always remember him as a humble man and the organ. Encouraging me to step up, go further, step up, go further. Your friend. Take his hands again. When I get to shake his hands again, if there is sports in heaven, I don't know, we'll finally get that golf game in together. Enjoyable time together. Just one, two, and in whatever way possible to encourage you, to help you. And I think that's about all I have to say. It's just hard to say words at times.
Yes, yes.
No,
yes.
I certainly understand. I really understand that as well.
Yes, it's very difficult to put in words, but God knows you oversee all men.
Deacon Hale, go right ahead.
Good morning to everyone. I'd like to say to Bishop Kendall and Mother Kendall, I spoke to your son. I only met him once, but that time that I met him, it was a powerful moment. And two things that I remember about him, I remember him seeing him sitting on the organ, playing the organ at the first conference that I, UFCCM first conference that I attended. And after that, we spoke for a little while, and then he had to go do something. He asked me if I watched his son. So I watched his son, and the little one, he kind of was a little challenging for a minute. And I said, I'm going to tell your dad. When he came back, I told his dad, and he just said, well, you should have did what he said. He just trusted me to watch his sons. Mm-hmm. Another time is we play pool on, we have a little pool app that we play pool. He plays pool on there. I don't know if his son been on there lately, but I see 4 or 5 days ago that someone was on there playing for him. But he was a good pool player too. So, you know, that's a memory that I have of him, and the conversations that we had at that conference was powerful and, you know, uplifting to me. And Mother Bishop and Bishop Kendall, I lost 2 children myself, and I know how that feels. I know what you go through. It's, you know, God don't make mistakes, and God sent him here for a reason. And he with him now for a reason. And that being said, that, you know, I can tell that he was greatly loved, he's greatly respected. And when I look at his picture, I was looking at it today on my pool app. He was just somebody I'll never forget. And that's all I have to say right now.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brother Hal.
Well, we're caller, you are 973-752-973-572. Go right ahead.
God bless you, Bishop Haywood. This is Elda Lawrence. God bless you, God bless you. You know, I'm just so grateful that I was able to, I was traveling, but just to be able to pull over and you're still taking callers because don't know if I would get to next week. But I'm going to try to get through this because I love me some Bo. You know, I was ordained, of course, under the great Bishop Henry Tendell Sr., and Overseer Tendell was my overseer for some time. You know, I came up under Bishop Brown, and he was always more than ministry for me. His love was his ministry, and he just always been family. For those who know me affectionately as family, I'm Stormy. You know, I'm not Elder Lawrence or Minister Lawrence, and anytime I come in his presence, I just feel like I'm with my brother. You know, I have such an affinity for him. And I was blessed with a gift a couple of weeks ago. I was able to talk to him. We were talking on the phone for like 2 hours. And we just had the kind of conversations we have. We just could talk to each other about any and everything. And it was really a blessed, intimate relationship that was pure, and I did get to pray for him that day. And you know, I just love him so much. I stay connected with Pastor Tendell I came to First Church whenever I was in Baltimore. I was staying there while I was trying to find a home, and I found a home in Willingboro. And one of the main things that I was looking forward to was when he came to see Pastor Brown, how he was going to come to my house. And because he even tried to convince me to get a property in Maryland, and he helped with that. But, you know, I just want you to know that I love him. The things that stand out for me about his character is the love that he carried with him. Like so many of you have said, you felt like you were somebody in his presence. He just had that way of making you feel familiar, even if you weren't, because of the love of God that he had. He had a love for God's people and for God, and you could feel it whenever you encountered him. So I have been praying for the family, for my pastor, for Bishop Brown, because he was truly not just a grandson, but like her best friend. And I know how close him and his dad were. He and Bishop Tindall Sr. were like best friends. So I've been praying for him and Mother Tindall, as well as Dr. Khan and, you know, Teacher Tindall, and Christian and Chandler, of course, and the church family, you know, Iris and all of his flock, because he was committed and dedicated, you know, as Alex said. And, you know, I just thank God for his ministry, for his life, for his love, for his legacy. You know, as a minister of the gospel, I am on the education department, and we are, you know, right now in the study of soteriology, the study of salvation. And I was blessed to start on the election. And we have a lot of ministers that are doing some of the other parts of the study of salvation. But I am going to have the privilege in a few weeks to close it out with glorification. And, you know, in that study, as I'm bringing the word together, you know, God is showing me that resurrected body that we have to look forward to. And also, not just our souls, but our body and everything in the world, we will experience glorification in salvation because we know Jesus. And that has given me some comfort, because I know that he is gone before us. And that great day will come where we will fellowship again in the glory of his holiness. So I just thank God for this opportunity to talk about him, and I just say how much I love him and how grateful I am to have crossed paths with him, and just looking forward to seeing and experiencing his love again.
Yes. Bless you, Sister Stormy. I'm so glad you called in, and for those words of comfort, and for the hope that we had that we will see Bo, I'm calling him Bo right now, Pastor Bo, we will see him again. We love you, and you be safe driving, okay?
Thank you. I pulled over. God bless you.
Oh, good. God bless you.
I love you all so much.
We love you too, Stormy.
We
God
love
bless
you.
Teacher Tindall, you know, there is a expression. And, you know, it's a song, but when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. You know, and we're going to do just that.
Yes.
Arm in arm.
Yes.
Shout.
Yes. Shout the victory.
Run into each other's arms and know each other. Mother will be there. Father will. You know,
thank
our
you.
Fathers, our uncles, our children. And we will know them as we know them now.
Yes. Yes, Bishop Haywood.
Well, it's still full. No other hands are up, and it's like a few that said that they weren't going to call in and they were just listening, and I think that that's all that some can do, because once you start talking, and it's like, you know, a few other people said, you know, the words, it's very hard to put the words there, and then if you put too many words there, then it's you start hearing yourself, and then that's when you're, you know, we're human. Our emotions start set in.
Yeah. But we just thank God for the expressions and the words, and we are so grateful that we're not grieving like those who have no hope.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
In flesh, but we know that our dear and beloved overseer is resting in the arms of the one, little O-N-E, one, that he loved with all his heart and mind and soul. And even though we're sad today, we rejoice. We rejoice.
I wanted to say this real quick as well. We are rejoicing. Lady Bishop said, had mentioned that we lost our son, when I was listening to Bishop, I keep saying Bishop Tindall, but, Overseer Bishop, as I was listening to him, speak, and I know that it encouraged our hearts, but then sometimes it's hard to hear the voice, during this time as well. And I remember, the first time that we played our son, preaching in one of our services at service, it was difficult, but we got through it. And we'll get through it.
We will. Amen. And it is, I want to say this. I was sharing with Bishop Brown the other day. We talk about the will of God, and to be honest, it's very difficult sometimes to accept the will of God, but we must accept it, and we must submit to his will. And we just thank God that his will has been done in the life of Overseer Tindall. And we want to thank you all for your expressions of love and condolence today. And it's good to hear you and what you've had to share, because I know it brings comfort. I'm not sure Bishop and Mother Bishop are on the line. They may be, but
I was just about to say that they are there, but I didn't want, to pull them in unless they asked to be pulled in.
No, we would not pull them in, but I am
glad. I see Elder Hunt's hand just went up as well.
Okay, go ahead and call her, and then I'll finish what I was saying. Go ahead, Bishop Haywood.
All right. Go right ahead, Elder Hunt.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I know protocol has been established, but I truly honor God for our EP and Mother Bishop and for everyone in their respective places. My intention today was to listen to the broadcast, and my heart was greatly blessed hearing all the wonderful accolades and things that were said about Pastor Tindall, and every one of them was absolutely true. And as you know, he was my nephew, so my heart is doubly heavy today. But I wanted to just share a couple of things about him as my pastor, because I have been serving with him throughout the duration of his time as our pastor of First Church, as I did under his father before him. And during the past 18 years that I've served with him, Pastor Tindall said some things that I wanted you all to hear. He would always say that when he preached the word, he preached it, and if you didn't get it, he would preach it again, because he did not want anybody to miss the kingdom, because they did not hear the truth of God's word coming from him. He pressed his way every Sunday in the church. Whether he was sick, he pressed his way, and the only times he missed the service was when he was in the hospital or when he was out of town. And I just want to say that he always saw the best in everyone. When he asked me to be his associate pastor 5 years ago, I had no idea that I would be asked to do that, or that I would be standing in the interim to try to continue the work that he started. And I have told the church I will do the best that I can while I'm continuing his work. But I just want the church to know that Pastor Tindall was a man of God. He is my relative, but I can truly say that he lived a life of righteousness and holiness. He stood for what he believed, and he didn't sugarcoat the gospel. And I just praise God for the privilege of having him as a pastor and the man that he was. And even though my heart is very heavy today, I just want you to know that he truly was an example of leadership. He was an example of holiness. He was an example of righteousness. And although he will be missed, he will never be forgotten, and he will always remain in our hearts. And I just wanted to share those things with you today, because some people can't say that someone that they're related to, they can't say good things about them because they know them better than other people do.
Yeah.
And I know for myself that Pastor Tindall was a man who loved God, he loved his family, and he loved all the things that God allowed him to do, and he did them to the best of his ability. And I praise God for the privilege of serving under him.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Hunk, for calling in. Thank you for those comments today. And I can second everything that you said. And especially one of the things I always say is, we see many, many people, but our family knows who we really are. And we know that Pastor Tindall, Pastor Bo was a true man of God. And I am rejoicing spiritually because I know that he is with the Lord while yet sorrowing and feeling sad in the flesh. But thank you for calling in with those comments. And I just want to thank everyone today for your expressions of love and condolence on behalf of Overseer Tindall. And I was saying that I wasn't sure Mother Bishop and Bishop were on the line, which I know they are, but I was making the point that I know these expressions have soothed and given them great comfort as they were able to hear all of your words of encouragement and your anecdotes and your prayers and the things that you said about their son, because truly they raised a true man of God, and they put the right thing in him, and it was manifested throughout his life. And we thank God for them and their labor and their work. And I just want to let you know that there's information on the USCCM website with details regarding the celebration of life and homegoing services for Overseer Tindall. And there's also a link where you can make a contribution to the Overseer Henry Allen Tindall Jr. Memorial Fund, which is a loving opportunity to honor Overseer Tindall. And in closing today, we ask that you all keep Mother EP and Mother Bishop, Overseer Tindall's sons, Chandler and Christian, his sisters, the entire Tindall family. Please keep us in prayer, as well as Bishop Emeritus Betty Brown, who was Overseer Tindall's maternal grandmother and loved him dearly. Just keep us all in prayer. And let us remember to pray without ceasing, keeping our EP and our EBOB and our national leaders and our entire fellowship in prayer. And at this time, I will ask Bishop Haywood if he would close us out in prayer.
Lord, we thank you and we praise you. And as we move throughout the rest of this week, Lord, into next week, we know that eternity does not move, but God, we move linearly here on earth. So, Father, we thank you even right now that as we all do not grieve as others do, but, Father, we know that we mourn and hurt just the same. Mm-hmm. So touch the hearts, the minds, and the spirit of each and everyone, the family, Bishop Tyndall, Mother Bishop, the children, the entire family, and of course, Lord, the UFCCM and First Church. So God, we thank you as we even move, Lord God, to the service of ascension on next week. Father God, we know, Lord God, that it will be a glorious gathering.
Yes.
Even though at the same time, we will be heartfelt and heart-wrenched in our humanness.
Mm.
So we thank you even right now for your anointing, your ministering angels to keep each and every one of us in Jesus' holy and mighty matchless name. Thank God.
Thank God.
And Lord, we thank you.
Thank you all for joining me tonight. Love you all. Please go to church tomorrow.